Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When this old world starts getting me down and people are just too much for me to face.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Amit Kazar. Multifunding.com is his website, and we're talking about crisis. When your business gets into a crisis. Amit, thanks again for being here. You know, we're talking about this, and folks, nobody budgets for a crisis. If you showed me your financial statement, your operating statement, there's no line on there for a crisis. Nobody puts a $25,000 line in there that says, just in case something blows up. So it won't be found on your operating statement, but it will be found in your business plan, right? I mean, it could be found in your balance sheet in terms of retained earnings, couldn't it?
Yeah, it sure could be found in retained earnings, Jim.
But your bank relationships, as you talked about, but this is what you do. You help people find a fit for the kind of loan sources that they need. Talk to us about how that would work if they talk to you about it.
Yeah, so, again, what we want to first understand if someone's calling and looking for money is we want to understand what the money's for and how confident they are in their ability to pay it back and over what amount of time. So you want to make sure that the debt that you get is the right fit for your objective. So you should not be using your line of credit to buy capital equipment. You shouldn't be, if you have a line of credit, don't use that when that next piece of machinery comes up or the next piece of whatever it is you might need.
Right.
Line of credits are intended for emergencies or working capital blips. And equipment leases or term debt are intended for capital investment. So the first thing you, and I'm sure everyone out there has broken that rule once or twice, but that's what gets you in trouble when a recession hits. So you want to make sure that you're using the right debt for the right structure. And you shouldn't be taking on the debt, though, if you don't believe that you're going to be able to pay that note back for that debt over time.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's an emergency, like it's the pizza shop and the air conditioner broke, and you need the air conditioner hell or high water because it's not a customer walking your door without an air conditioner.
Right.
Okay, so it's not. But if you're thinking about adding that next piece of equipment to your plan, right, or you're expanding the dining hall or whatever it might do to expand, you need to put together a solid cash flow forecast of what you expect and a low, medium, and high forecast that expansion is going to do for you, and then feel really good that you can pay for it. And it better be sure that your capital cost or your interest or pay it back is going to be lower than the expected profit that it generates.
Mm-hmm.
And so time and caution, where people make mistakes in financing decisions is when they're in an emotional state and they do something dumb. And oftentimes that's what happens in a crisis.
Well, you're exactly right. If you have a line of credit, you have a relationship with a bank, when the bank will loan you $25,000, let's say, and you want to buy some equipment, you use that money to that line to buy that equipment, and then the next thing you know, you have a crisis. You go back to your banker, and he says, "Well, you know, you've already used that money on this equipment." Whereas if you contacted me, for example, you said, "Hey, I need to get this equipment," you'd probably help them find a leasing entity, right? It'd be on your records from your bank. But it wouldn't be part of your bank's lending amount, and you still have the $25,000 available from the bank. This is what I was talking about with the truck example in the last segment. Same thing.
Right. Don't go use that letter, your line of credit, to buy that truck.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hey, Amir, I got to wrap it up. I need your website one more time.
www.multifunding.com.
Multifunding.com. Hey, Amir, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you so much, Jim. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, okay, ladies and gentlemen. Amir, check that website out. Amir's not going to loan you the money, folks. He's just going to help you find it. That's what he does. That's the reason I like letting him tell you his story. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.